Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is a live Saturday edition. Andatine here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com, as we go to the phones and to the fun. So, by the way, though, coming up, we got the rest of the story about the TSA. They told a little fib recently, and we're going to get into that. But first, we go to the amplifier line, and Zach in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to clear something up from last night about our Operation Politically Homeless booth. Ian, I think you got a wrong impression of what we're doing. Most of the people that come through after they take the world's most political quiz will give them a sticker where we mark where they scored, and we'll say, give them a libertarian pamphlet and say, here's some literature that you can read, and we advocate a smaller government so you can read over this. There's only really been two people that I've actually had a conversation with.
That's good. Yeah, because I was critiquing you last night for having an extended conversation. What we're talking about is Operation Politically Homeless. It's an outreach. It's an outreach opportunity that libertarians engage in at things like public fairs and or county fairs and gun shows and pride fests and various different public opportunities where you can reach out to people and essentially share the message of freedom and liberty, the libertarian message with them. And it's, all I was basically saying was make sure that you do your best to keep away from the people that just want to talk your ear off. And from what you're telling me, that's what you did. So what was on your mind tonight?
Well, I actually have a successful government program, but it does have a qualifier.
Okay.
Its main success has been in private industry that's capitalized on it. It's called the Zone Improvement Plan, which is also known as ZIP Code.
I see. You're saying this is a successful government program. Do they actually still continue with this plan? I mean, is there a zip code bureaucracy out there?
Well, now, there's the zip code plus nine, and I don't know if they've been entirely successful
plus
in implementing...
Plus four.
And I don't know if they've been entirely successful in implementing that. I mean, it took them a long time to get people to learn zip codes. And I don't think that... I mean, just because... It's sort of the purview of government as it were to assign these things. It's like saying we have the best military in the world. Well, there's no private entity in which to compare it with. I mean, yeah, they assign the zip codes, but they're the government and the post office they get to.
Yeah, who knows what sort of standards, say, for instance, if the post office was just gone and the zip codes had never come into effect. Who knows what sort of standards, say, Lysander Spooner and the other private mail and the other private mail companies that were operating back in the late 1800s would have come up with in order to organize this? Or if you want to go to today's world, UPS or FedEx, how could they actually improve the system? I don't even know where to begin to start looking at that. But it's interesting that you bring it up.
Yeah, that is true. It probably would have come up through private industry, but I just. That's the only thing I could think of that the government has done, which has been taken, you know, by the private industries. And like Mark said, several months ago on the show, I think, the zip code is all they really need to mail something to you. I think he mentioned writing a fictitious town name.
Right. They need your street address. You need a street address, but you don't need a city or state.
Okay. Very good. Zach, thanks for bringing that up.
You know,
appreciate it.
The zip code is relatively successful. It seems to have worked.
Well, there are some government programs.
It's not really
entirely a
program as much as it's just sort of something
that they've done. Yeah, there are some things that government has done that are functional. I mean, the roads function. They don't function well. There's backups and traffic problems all over the place. Construction's a nightmare.
But zip code, there aren't backups and nightmares with zip codes.
Well, no. There's no actual tangible
But it
thing.
Is pretty easy.
It's just a map. It's just lines on a map.
Let's come up with some numbers so we don't have to try to decipher people's towns and cities. If we just come up with these numbers, it'll be easier. And let's see, how many do we need? How about 5 digits?
Yeah.
We'll just assign everywhere in the United States... you know,
but
one,
that wasn't
a number
enough.
Between now and five, and then then they started subdividing and that kind of thing.
I see.
But I don't know.
I don't think it takes.
It's pretty simple.
I don't think it takes a government to draw a bunch of lines on a map. That's all zip codes are, right?
Right.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. Back to Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com. We talked last hour about a story about a man who was on a flight. He had a couple drinks too much, and apparently he whispered to the guy next to him that he had a bomb. And he was just kidding. He was talking about, he was angry at the stewardess for not wanting to serve him another drink, and so he just was sort of making a little quip about having a bomb, because he was drunk. I mean, people do things that they regret later when they're drunk. That's what being drunk's all about. So he made a mistake, and now he might be paying for it to the tune of $1 million fine and 20 years in prison just for telling a little fib.
Sounds excessive.
Something they could have very easily handled by just simply talking to the guy and finding out what really the story was. But no, they had to land the plane, and everybody had to be evacuated and questioned and searched, and they had to go through this huge, bureaucratic, stupid, pointless process, and of course they found nothing. So the guy told a lie and is now facing 20 years in jail as a result. Now let's go to the other side of things. The TSA. According to Becky Akers, a bureaucrat at the TSA lied about the agency's theft of our belongings. Laura Usolding, TSA's Midwest Public Affairs Manager, asserted to the Chicago Tribune that, quote, the TSA does not confiscate items at the checkpoint. All items are voluntarily abandoned. No doubt this comes as a shock to passengers who were forced to choose between their $15 pocket knives and their $200 airline ticket. See, it's voluntary, Mark, because you could choose to turn around and leave the airport and not go to get on your plane. That's why it's voluntary.
Well, FedEx could set up a little kiosk there where people could just send off their stuff that they were having confiscated. I don't know.
What happens to all the scissors, corkscrews, and lighters that we voluntarily abandon? Well, the TSA gives them to state agencies that handle federal and state surplus material, as well as items surrendered at airports. Sales of these stolen goods have netted states such as New Hampshire about $26,000 per year, while Illinois also does quite nicely, generating $38,000 in the fiscal year ended June 30th.
Nice.
Voluntarily abandoned. Yes, that would explain all of those ornate knives used by brides and grooms to cut their wedding cakes. That's an excerpt from the article. New Hampshire is selling, apparently. Most newlyweds can't wait to unload those pesky little keepsakes for the most memorable day of their lives on a TSA goon. Ditto for the, quote, rolling pin painted with chickens and something scrawled in indecipherable French that still bears its $20 price tag. Of course, tourists often buy souvenirs in the hopes of donating them to the TSA. Indeed, there are an awful lot of very generous Americans in the air. They voluntarily abandoned 9,800,000 passenger possessions during the first 8 months of this year.
Wow.
Nearly 10 million items.
You know, and all these things are, they're so silly. There's no point in it. Look, I realize that we had 4 planes hijacked by some Muslim people 5 years ago with box cutters, but it's never going to happen again. Americans will not allow a plane to be hijacked by people with knives or even people with guns anymore.
I'd put a stop to it if they'd let me keep my rolling pin. Let's talk to Dave in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Great. What's
good
on your mind?
Well, I just got off a Continental Express flight and happened to be listening to you as I'm driving back home, and I don't think I would fly on an airline that didn't take a bomb threat seriously.
Come on, man. It's a guy who's drunk in his seat. He was angry because they wouldn't serve him another drink. Couldn't we just talk to him before we land the plane and decide to evacuate all the passengers? Are you telling me that you don't think that was a little excessive, what they did?
Well, I think you're going to have to err on the side of caution. And
no,
who
let's err on the side of efficiency.
Oh,
How about that?
If you err on the side of caution, we're just going to put blocks on all the tires of the planes and we're not going to fly anymore.
No, absolutely not. Everyone, there's not going to be a person on every flight declaring that they have a bomb or something like that. That's ridiculous.
And there's not going to be every person that declares they have a bomb to actually have one. So what's your point, sir?
Well, okay, if 100 people declare they have a bomb and only one has one, but you're ignoring them because you don't think they're serious, is that an acceptable rate?
Wait, if 100 planes fly and one person claims to have a bomb on that plane, is that an acceptable rate, sir?
Well,
you understand? You're stopping commerce in America. Nothing can function with your line of reasoning.
Safety, Mark. Safety is so important. Forget commerce. In fact, Dave, hang on. You can defend your points coming up here. 800-259-9231. Do you think it's a good idea to just take planes out of the air anytime somebody says the word bomb? How scared are you anyway? This is Free Talk Live.
perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where we've got archives. So if you miss a moment of the show, you can get the entire last year of it for free right on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Hopefully, Dave in Indianapolis has hung on patiently. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm still here.
Very good.
Let me skip
Go ahead.
Let me see if I understood your point earlier.
Yeah.
What you're saying is if someone leaned next to you and said they had a bomb and you think they've been drinking a little bit, you told the flight attendant you think that she should ignore you, not take you seriously?
No, no,
or
no,
she
no.
Should maybe talk to him and see if she believes him.
Yeah, I think she should talk to him and see what that's all about. Maybe feel out the situation a little bit instead of calling the TSA, landing the plane in some other city, evacuating the plane, getting everybody off the plane, questioning everybody on the plane, going through everyone's bags again, and then putting you back on the plane and sending you off on your way.
So the flight attendant should have no responsibility other than to any other passenger but this one, and if he's mad because she won't serve him any drinks, I mean, the flight attendant on the flight tonight, I don't think she was even but 20, 21 years old. I don't think she's qualified to make a decision. Is this guy real?
There was only one flight attendant?
Yeah, it's a small airplane. They only have one flight attendant on it.
Okay.
I've flown them three round trips in the last about 3 weeks.
What do you think?
One flight attendant.
What do you think happened before September 11th, 2001? What do you think happened if somebody said they had a bomb on a flight? Because I never heard one story about a plane getting landed and searched over somebody saying they had a bomb.
I know I've heard a few stories on that. I've probably been around a little bit longer than you guys in my 40s, but...
Well, I'm 35.
Pretty much landed them, and they pretty much landed planes and searched them and checked things out.
I have never heard of one plane.
Well, Mark, it's possible you weren't paying attention. It's possible you didn't know about it, and really,
it's also possible the airlines don't want to let out that we had three incidents this year. We had to land early because someone made a bomb threat.
Now, you had made the point that you wouldn't fly on an airline that didn't take a bomb threat seriously. Now, I would like to propose to you that that is your right. And that airlines should be responsible for their own security, not the government, not some agency that forces us to do something, but instead they get to handle it, and then you get to choose which airline you should fly on.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Like, what if I could choose to fly on an airline that is just concerned with getting me to point A to point B and might even allow me to carry weapons on board, and then you could choose to fly on maybe like a secure airline that makes you feel really safe? Well, would that be okay with you?
Well, it's called a charter. You can do that, so things like that on a charter.
No. We're talking about a marketplace function where airlines would be competing for security, where some airlines may decide that they want to lessen their security requirements, and some may decide they want to crack down. What I'm talking about and what Mark is suggesting is eliminating the TSA and allowing the market and airlines to provide security for themselves. What do you think about that?
I think if you want to start an airline like that, more power to you.
Wait a minute.
Do you think for a second that if I started the Liberty Airlines tomorrow, that I would be allowed to have all my passengers bypass TSA? I would say, TSA, I want nothing to do with you. I want nothing to do with federal mandates. I just want my passengers to be able to come on. As a matter of fact, it's recommended in our little slips here that we pass out that everybody carry a gun. Do you think that would be okay?
Yeah, it's called a charter. You can do that now.
Well, it's a charter, right.
We're talking about
passenger airline. Start up a discount passenger
airline. What do you think a charter
airline? Is? No.
A discount, have a regular
right. You're talking about $1,000, plus.
We're talking about consumer level airline ticket.
I'm talking about $68 to fly from here to Albuquerque.
Yeah, everyone bring your weapons, come along drunk. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm asking you a question.
I don't understand the question.
Can I start an airline tomorrow called Liberty Airlines that says that then I tell my passengers and I tell the TSA that they have nothing to do with my passengers and I recommend to my passengers that they carry guns on the flight? Do you think that would be allowed? Or do you think
there's no way you can start an airline tomorrow? You can begin to start one. But
okay, let's say he does it over
a 5-year
period.
You know as well as I do, it can't happen. The government is so into air travel, they're so enmeshed in it, that there's no way it can happen. And you don't care.
The government allowed, they had no problem with, I forget what the airline was, it was probably about 5-6 years ago, they started up a smoking airline. If you wanted to smoke in the airplane...
We're not talking about smoking, sir. We're talking about security.
We're talking about the same idea here.
No.
I'm talking about letting my passengers bring on nail files and shampoos so that they could, wash their hair and buff their nails.
Well, that's fine. Smoking's not allowed on airplanes either, as are guns or bombs. And that airline failed fairly miserably. I guess
you really believe that, don't you? You really think that the government would let me start up an airline that would allow people to come unarmed?
I don't think you believe that. You just won't answer the question. Do you think?
No, I answered the question. They will not let you start up some kind of an open standard airline under whatever the FAA flies under, but
why
you
not?
Can do it as a charter.
But why can't we open
a
standard airline? What happened
it
to
is
freedom,
a standard
Dave?
Airline. It is a standard airline. It's just going to work under a charter-type operation.
So
just
we can start a charter airline that allows random customers from all over the country to buy tickets for less than $100 a pop, and it's going to be you can actually pull up the planes to the same
function? No, not the same.
No?
If you're going to use the terminals, you're going to have to go through security. There's no way you're going to get around that.
Because the airport has to be secure?
If you want to have your own hangar somewhere else on the airport.
Hold on just a second. The security is what? To secure the airplane or to secure the terminal? Has anyone flown any terminals into any buildings? I want to know that.
Terminals are buildings.
Okay.
No, it's for the safety of the passengers on the flight.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, so it's for the plane.
Wait a minute.
It's my plane and I don't want them screened.
What if I think, Dave, and I'm the guy who owns an airplane company, I've just started my own airplane company, what if I think safety is about allowing customers to carry weapons on the flight? Doesn't matter what I think, does it?
Under a charter operation.
Okay, keep going back to that.
Can.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. No, the point is it doesn't matter what we want and what we think. It doesn't matter if we have the millions of dollars that it would take to go into business as an airline. It doesn't matter what our business plan would be. What matters is what the government decrees is okay and acceptable to do. What matters is what the TSA and the FAA decree and dictate as to what is the acceptable policy for airlines. We cannot make decisions on our own in this country. We leave it up to the government to make all of the decisions for us, and as a result, we have no competition in airline security, and that's pretty pathetic.
I think that he's probably right about the terminal thing, that you could start your own, you have your own hangar, and then the people could, I don't know, ride one of those little open carts out in the snow to the hangar, and then they could get on one of those rolling stair things.
I think
he might be able to pull that off.
Maybe. If the FAA wanted to allow you to do
it. There's no way you're ever going to compete with the other airlines with that kind of you have to sit in the gun section, sir, out on the other side of the airfield. Sorry.
Let's talk to Jerry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Jerry.
Yes.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Oh, what subject you're talking about right now?
Yes, sir.
I have to say that I disagree with you.
Which part?
Well, first of all, I think you're missing the whole point. You keep talking about freedom.
What's the point?
Well, freedom entails responsibility.
Absolutely.
And that is the thing that's missing in this country today.
I totally agree with you. I want you to tell me a little bit more, but hang on. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. So far, I'm in total agreement with Jerry. So I wonder what he disagrees with us on. Because I'm all for responsibility.
Oh, the punch is coming.
More on the way. You take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-7311. That's 1-800-403-7311. 1-800-403-7311.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something new to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. As we return to the phones, to the fun, back to Jerry in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Now, Jerry, when we went away for a moment there, we just had a taste of what you were going to get getting into, and you said that you had disagreed with us, and you pointed out that freedom is about responsibility, and I absolutely couldn't agree more, which is what we're proposing here. We're proposing that airlines be given back the responsibility to take care of the security of their own airlines. What part of that is so incompatible with freedom and responsibility?
Hold on. First, let's talk about you want to give the guy a free pass for saying he's got a bomb.
I didn't say I wanted to give him a free pass. I just said that it was awfully, I think it was a bit of an overreaction what they did.
This guy, in today's environment, has to understand that that's not something you do.
He's drunk.
You don't have the free, I don't care if he's drunk. Just because you're drunk, that absolves you of responsibility? Is that what you're saying?
No. Did it sound like that's what I was saying?
Exactly what it sounded like, because you said, he's drunk.
Because he's, how about this? Because he says, how about the TSA? Are they responsible for the amount of time lost for all those passengers on that plane?
No, that individual is.
How come they're responsible? How come they're absolved of that response? They did it.
They did it in reaction to what that individual did.
He did it in reaction to her not giving him another drink. I mean, it's all action and reaction here, right?
Right. Can go on and on.
Right. Well, I understand that. I'm saying, is the TSA responsible for that action?
No.
Okay.
So wait, he's responsible for his actions, but the government agency isn't responsible for their actions?
And that's the God's honest truth.
No. Their actions were a result of his actions. It was a response.
Well, no, but wait a minute. As a result of the TSA's actions, if I was on that plane and I had a business appointment to get to where I could have made some money at, I might have lost that business, and as a result, I could have been out thousands of dollars. Is the TSA going to reimburse me for my time lost?
No, I think you should seek that individual. He's the one that started it.
He's going to be in jail for 20 years for saying the word bomb while he was drunk.
That doesn't get me my money back.
Well, no, it might not, but at least you're still alive.
Sir,
he wasn't going to kill anybody because he didn't have a bomb.
Did they know that?
Yes, it's obvious that he didn't have a bomb. He was a drunk guy on a plane. Come on, if you had a bomb and you wanted to blow up a plane, would you whisper it to the guy next to you? Or would you stand up in the middle of the aisle and say, I have a bomb, I'm taking control of this plane? I mean, really, come on, how many terrorists and hijackers have just sort of kept it quiet that they're going to hijack the plane?
Well, put it this way. If I was on a plane and going to blow it up, I sure as hell know I'd be getting drunk before I did it.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe, a different Dave in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Dave.
Well, I've just been listening to the program, and honestly, you guys are kind of lightweights.
Okay.
What do you got for us, Dave?
You could certainly argue that the TSA kind of acts wacky and has overreacted, and certainly his proposed prison sentence is disproportionate.
I think that's what we're doing.
You can't argue that everybody in the country doesn't know that you can't go on the plane and say you have a bomb.
Do you think it's okay for, how about this? It's okay to give somebody 20 years for saying bomb, I'll give you that. How about the people that take the little laser light and shine it up at the airplanes? How many years do you think they should get in hard labor, turning big rocks to little rocks?
If they cause a plane to crash, they should get quite a few years.
The bomb guy didn't cause a plane to blow up.
Is 20 years appropriate?
I thought the question that you asked me was about somebody shining a laser light. And
right,
my response was, if he causes a plane to crash, it should be substantial.
Right, okay. But it hasn't yet happened.
But people have definitely taken little laser lights and shined them at planes, and they have definitely gotten...
Patriot Act charges for
that.
So do you think 20 years is appropriate for this guy?
No, I said it was disproportionate.
I see. The thing
that really prompted me to call was your argument about opening a plane service in which people could bring weapons.
Great.
The obvious answer is that if the only people that could be injured were on the plane, more power to you. But you're forgetting about the fact that they run planes into buildings and that people on the ground can be injured.
Now, how would you, for instance, let's think about the French boxer that was... beaten and held down by passengers, I think it was about 3 weeks ago. I think it was on a...
he was running around, walking around the plane, throwing punches in the air, and he tried to open a door he wasn't supposed to open.
This is a jiu-jitsu black belt guy. The passengers jumped on him and nearly broke a couple of his ribs and nearly killed him because he was out of control. Do you really think that they're going to fly another plane into another building in America? Because I'm personally going to be the first one running down that aisle to get that box cutter in my arm or that bullet in my chest.
If that's what you think, then you don't think very highly of Americans, do you, sir?
I think pretty highly of the capacity of the gun they might be carrying.
Okay, it's going to be carrying. How many bullets does that gun have?
Wait a minute. Who's carrying the gun? I missed a point. Who's carrying the gun?
In your scenario, a passenger is allowed to carry a gun.
Right, like in a free America where a airplane company could make a decision to allow passengers to carry firearms. Yes, that would be a wonderful thing to allow to happen. In which case, any amount of passengers on that plane could be armed. What's the problem with that?
Sir, the issue is.
No. The issue is, what's your problem?
Unreasonable at banning weapons on airlines. And the answer is, of course they're not unreasonable at banning weapons on airlines.
Really? What about the Second Amendment, sir?
Second Amendment has its limits.
No, it doesn't. Because here, let me read it to you. Tell me about
these
limits.
Second Amendment has
all. It says right here, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What limit are we talking about?
Limits of case law.
Yeah, well, case law. That's the government infringing. Infringing. This is the highest law of the land. This is the supreme law we're talking about here. You can't tell me about case law because it's irrelevant when you're talking about the supreme law. What do you consider yourself politically?
I guess if in your world the Supreme Court decisions that interpret the Constitution are irrelevant, I guess I can't argue with you.
I don't need a Supreme Court to interpret plain English.
That's plain English, Dave.
Excuse me?
It's irrational?
The
Constitution's irrational?
I can't argue with irrational.
You're saying the Constitution is an irrational document, sir?
No, I'm saying you're irrational.
Because we support the Second Amendment?
What do you consider yourself politically?
Are you like a gun-banning liberal or something like that? What are you?
Absolutely not.
Are you a communist, a socialist, a fascist?
Absolutely. I'm about as libertarian as it gets.
You're a libertarian and you don't support the Second Amendment?
You're kind of a filibustering guy.
We are a bit of filibusters. No, I'm sorry. You're a libertarian and you don't support the Second Amendment?
There are all kinds of ways in which the government oversteps its bounds. And there's
yes,
all kinds
so they
of things
should be allowed to do
about,
that, right?
But
we should
having
just sit
guns
back and
on
take
airplanes
it.
Is unreasonable?
We should, I'm sorry, say that again.
But having guns on airlines is banning guns from airlines is unreasonable? That your position
yeah,
is preposterous?
It is unreasonable.
No,
it's
I think what's unreasonable is banning shampoo and nail files. And we wouldn't be talking about this. Believe me, we wouldn't be talking about this. If it wasn't
no,
for the TSA
right.
overstepping its bounds consistently on a regular basis. And
if you can
I
ban
certain,
guns, you can ban shampoo.
I'm absolutely certain that the free market could handle this airline industry. Now, this airline situation. Yes, I do think that an airline should be able to open that allows people with guns to get on it. Would I get on it? I'm not entirely sure whether that's the airline I want to fly
they
on.
Should be free to make that business choice, though. That's what the marketplace is all about. Thanks for the call, Dave. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Brian in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to talk about this. You guys talking about airline security.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of what the last guy said, the point he made about, you know, it's not who's on the plane that's at risk. I used to work for the airline, so I understand a little bit about, you know, how fragile those aircraft are. You cannot allow a bunch of weapons. You know, you say Americans won't stand up and defend themselves on an airplane.
Oh, I say they will. We say they will. We were Dave was suggesting
well, they
that they
didn't stand up last time. That's the problem.
Well, I understand
Everyone
they didn't. Well, hold on. Could I address that point before you
yes,
go
Yes, you can address it. You don't have to ask permission. You're a talk show.
The fact is that it used to be when an airplane was hijacked, you spent the afternoon in the tarmac in Havana, and then you were home by dinner. But it's not exactly that way anymore after they've flown airplanes into buildings in this country.
We're coming back with more. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Calls are rolling in. If you're on hold, be patient. We will get to you. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Saturday edition. We're here in the studio with you. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. Live streams are there. Archives and more. We give it all away. The way you can help us out, though, in return for giving you all that stuff for free, is to buy some stuff. Voluntarily, of course. You can do it two ways. There's the Free Talk Live store, open for business now. Free Talk Live shirts and hats, DVD classic archive collections and more. All at store.freetalklive.com. Again, store.freetalklive.com. And then for everything else that you want to buy, whether it be the newest, hottest DVDs, books, electronics, furniture, office products, accessories, groceries, and more, Amazon's got it. And we want you to enter their site through ours by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you enter Amazon through that link, then anything you buy, and I mean virtually anything on their site, we'll get a percentage of. It's very simple. So it's a great way to get your shopping done, get everything that you need delivered to your door. You don't even have to get up from your chair. And help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Besides, the selection is great, the prices are awesome, as well as the shipping deals. It's all there at amazon.freetalklive.com as we go to Don in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing today, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, you were talking about a scenario where you could have an airline where people were allowed to fly armed, and the answer to that is no, simply because of the AOA rules, the Uniform Operations Area. I'm a retired aircraft mechanic, and I've been on AOAs all over the country. Mm-hmm. That's government property. All government property. Some of it's state, some of it's federal. Most of it's city and state.
Right, which is the problem, of course. The problem is the government. And what we're suggesting, and I'd like to know what you think of this, as far as, like, what if we could get the government out of the airline business? What if we could get make it so the airlines were just competing from airline to airline, just like McDonald's and Burger King compete in, you know, in their industry, and the computer companies compete in their industry. Let's allow the marketplace to operate and let the marketplace decide what is and what is not appropriate for security, as opposed to this government bureaucracy imposing its way on everybody. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a wonderful idea in theory, but again, in the airline industry, there has to be government regulation relative to maintenance. Well, relative to maintenance, relative to operation. Well, safety. Simple.
Wait. Hold on. What about maintenance of Greyhound buses and that kind of thing?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm sure it falls under DOT regs. I'm sure there is some
requirement. Hold on a second, Don. Now, wait a minute. I understand where you're coming from, but are you telling me that if it wasn't for the government regulation, that planes would just be falling out of the sky? Come on.
No, I'm not saying that, because the marketplace would not bear that. However, mistakes can be made, and there is redundancy.
And government prevents mistakes from being made?
by building redundancy into the system. Yes,
why wouldn't the market build redundancy into the system? Why is it that only the government can do that?
No, I didn't say only the government can. I said at this point that's the people that build the redundancy into the system.
So then you would agree with us that if we allowed the marketplace to act, then the marketplace would build redundancy into the system. In the same way that car companies want to make their cars more safe so they can sell themselves as being the safest car on the market. Same way airplanes could say, we've got the most redundant safety checks on the market. I mean, this could all be done without government interference. You do agree with that, right?
Well, to an extent, but as I say, there is going to be the one guy, and unfortunately, that is the problem in and of itself. Again, responsibility, personal responsibility. There's going to be the one guy that's going to fly that bird. He's going to make a decision to fly the bird when something's not quite cricket. And you may have a problem, you may not, but the odds
I'd rather take my chances, personally. I would rather get the government the hell out of airline travel. And, of course, if we got the government out of airline travel, then all of this pesky taxes would go away. Airline tickets would probably drop at least in half. I mean, the fuel taxes are outrageous that they have to pay.
Can I make a point here? You know,
they would drop. That is true. However, back to the oldest saying in the world, you can't bark that bird on a cloud, brother. It's coming down. If there's a problem, they're coming out of the air. They're coming down somewhere.
Sure they are. Comparatively speaking, the auto industry is far less regulated than the airline industry. But there are auto companies out there that make their money selling safety. Volvo, for instance, Honda and Toyota tout their safety ratings. Every minivan out there says, we've got the safest minivan on the road. Don't you think that some airlines would tout safety and then talk about their double redundant, their triple redundancy for that matter?
Well, I'm not talking about the major. Let me put it this way. I'm not talking about what most guys are going to do. I'm talking about the one guy that's going to up there and cut corners to keep his bird in the air past when it's
shifting. Well, if I want to take a risk on ValueJet or whoever that one guy is, and, you know, take a $25 ticket, whereas I could spend a little bit more and know that I'm going to be safer, I think I might go ahead and spend a little bit extra. But shouldn't we just allow people to make that choice? I mean, why do we need the government around here to make up all these stupid rules? I mean, it's the government that is making this so bureaucratic, so time-consuming. We could really have fast air travel. We could have air travel that's efficient. We could have security that's effective if we would just let the market handle it. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Can't park that bird on a cloud.
Americans have become so...
I
respect what he's saying.
Oh, absolutely. I like
he's
it, too.
He's an airplane mechanic.
It's a clever statement.
I totally respect what he's saying. But I also understand that Americans have fallen in love with the idea that government is the only entity that can successfully keep Americans safe. And it's just ludicrous. Let's talk to Bill in Indianapolis.
Yeah, Bill is here, and I have to say, you almost had the guy over. You almost did it. You got your logic is flawless or impeccable or whatever word I could use.
Well, it's hard to our logic may be flawless, but it's a difficult fight against emotion, isn't it, Bill?
Trying to get that person to, you know, the firefighters that have the big air cushion down there, and they're trying to get that person on the eighth story to, all right, jump. Now, they know that their building is burning, but they feel that thing underneath their feet, and it's crazy, the idea of jumping onto the free market. You mean where mistakes can happen and things could go wrong?
Well,
are you saying that the
government
mistakes
isn't one walking mistake?
Right.
Everything that they do isn't inefficient and messed up? I mean, look at Hurricane Katrina down there in New Orleans.
I got news about FEMA on the way, but go ahead, Bill. What was on your mind?
Well, I got a statement to make on North Korea, if I could. But
sure.
But before I get to that, can I still say I have to compliment you guys. I have about one-tenth the intelligence you guys have as far as arguing a point. I wish I could put my point across when I try to argue with some of my friends, and they always twist it around on me, and I can never get through to them.
I don't know, Bill. We've been called a lightweight tonight, so, I mean, it depends on who's listening.
I just have to apologize for the people that live in this town, because they call themselves Republicans, and they say we believe in less government, but they always go back to that. They just want that security there. They want that security blanket. They think it's wonderful.
As for being a talk show host, it's practice, and you'd be better at it if you did it six nights a week for 5 years. You'd be pretty good at it, too. But more to the point, it doesn't really convert people to make the kind of arguments that we do.
No.
IRL in real life.
Do not behave as though Free Talk Live behaves on the air
because
in person.
I do what I do in order to entertain the tens of thousands of people listening to the show, not to convert the one person I'm talking to,
yeah,
necessarily. Sometimes I do, sometimes
they
I don't.
They might say they're a libertarian, but they really, they're not. They're just
Wasn't that a shocker? I was just goading Dave earlier. I didn't really believe that he was a communist or socialist or anything. I was just goading him to get him to say what he really thought he was.
Yes, but you like to call me a socialist now and then.
From time to time you are. But wasn't that a shock? Like somebody who considers themselves a libertarian. Libertarians who are people that believe in freedom and liberty and principle and getting the government out of as many possible areas as we could, but yet he defended gun laws. I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it?
Oh, I tried the inconsistency is the word, is what
yeah.
it is.
Well, the idea that because there are laws on the books and because the Supreme Court has said something, all of a sudden invalidates the Second Amendment. I mean, I can read. I'm not so good at the old English stuff. I'm not a scholar or anything like that. I'm just a dude with a microphone. But I sure can read that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I mean, that's really crystal clear language.
Now, I want to make a radical statement, and I know everybody's going to call me anti-American and a communist and all this, but I think, I absolutely pray for the day that Iran gets the bomb, and I'm so thankful that North Korea has it.
Now, why? Why is that?
Because it's going to prevent George Bush from sending all our men over there and dying into their countries.
Well, don't you think that there's a good chance that he'll just find some other axis of evil that doesn't have the bomb?
Well, that's the problem. We got another 140 countries to go.
Yeah, we got
to
arm them all.
If we could just arm them all, you know, we would just think of how wonderful the world would be.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. I see. I get your point, and I appreciate your point. But at the same time, I think we should just get the government out of as many different facets of life as we can and focus on that. Focus on America first, and then worry about the rest of the world.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, man. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Speaking of hurricanes, you mentioned Hurricane Katrina. FEMA, guess what they've been doing with your hard-earned tax dollars?
Wasting it?
No, they say it's not wasting it, but they are spending it on puppet shows. We'll give you the details coming up. Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People